Englischprüfung
2021
Part 1 Oh, it's such a pity you couldn't join us yesterday, Harry. The food festival was really cool. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry about yesterday. I was so sick. I couldn't crawl out of my bed. Today I'm a lot better, so tell me all about it. What was so great?
Well, there was something for everyone, no matter what age. I think there were more than 50 food stalls, selling all kinds of dishes from around the world. They had Afro-Caribbean and Indian food, Italian pizza, Spanish tapas, Chinese, Greek, Mexican dishes. I had an Indian chicken curry first. It was fantastic. It's so spicy and hot.
Harry, you really missed something there. Isabella's face turned all kinds of red as she gasped for air.
Rubbish, Jack. The Indian chicken was really delicious.
Oh, that wouldn't have been the right thing for my upset stomach. Weren't there any stalls selling sweet dishes as well?
Yes, of course there were. Jack and I bought some superb ice cream from an Italian stall. I had chocolate with chili and salted toffee. It was so yummy. And Jack took 4 spoonfuls of strawberry cheesecake.
That sounds good. I prefer sweets to all that meaty stuff. And did you all spend a lot of money?
Nah, not me. I didn't spend any money, but I still had enough to eat.
What do you mean?
Well, you could always have a bite of the food first before you decided what to choose. So I tasted this and I tasted that, walking from one stall to the other, and in the end, I was so full, I didn't need to buy anything.
Yeah, Jack, you're so cheap. But it really wasn't expensive at all. All meals had a fixed price of £4. Children's portions were £2.50, but I still managed to spend about £25. I couldn't resist some of the things. I really stuffed myself.
Okay.
And do you know what the highlight was? Celebrity chef John Nathan also had a stall and was showing people how to prepare and cook different kinds of seafood. He is so cool.
Yeah, very interesting. She made us stay there for half an hour watching him. It was so boring. But at least when he had finished, he offered us the food to taste.
Yes, and I bet you were at the front of the queue, weren't you?
Jack was a real pain. All he was interested in was stuffing himself for free.
Now I'm feeling hungry too. I need something to eat. Let's go and get one of those...
Part 2.
You want to learn more about London's street food? Then join one of our street food tours in London. Come and taste what different eateries and street food stands have to offer. Try a wide variety of foods, ranging from our national dishes right through to snacks and drinks from different foreign countries. And, while tasting the range of food the city has to offer, you can also explore some of the city's hidden architectural, historical, and cultural treasures rarely visited by the average tourist. Our London Bridge food tour offers traditional English food. It is true that English food doesn't have a very good image, but this tour will hopefully change the minds of all you food critics. Try award-winning fish and chips, famous meat pies, and to round things off, a classic British dessert with a pot of fresh tea. This tour takes you into typical Victorian tea shops and through busy food markets, and will show you what English culture is all about. If you love hot and spicy food, don't miss our delicious Indian food tour. London is the number one place to discover dishes from India. We will let you try the authentic Indian sweets and curries, teach you about the variety of spices that are typical for Indian cooking, and offer you a truly unforgettable experience. There's a lot of food, so come hungry. If you're looking for something special, maybe the Caribbean street food tour in Camden Town is the right tour for you. We will make our way through the centuries-old buildings of the famous Camden Market and its surroundings. During the 3-hour walk, the tour covers all kinds of street food from the Caribbean islands. Each of the 8 places we visit offers a one-of-a-kind eating experience. taste various meats or fish with a green herb and oil marinade, which is typically Caribbean. This tour will certainly give you something to talk about for a while. The food and typical drinks are included in the prices of all our tours, and your friendly tour guide will give you personal tips and recommendations. Adults pay £39, and children aged 5 to 14 pay only £21 each per tour. On all our tours, we offer the option of an upgraded drinks package for an additional £5. If you want to surprise a friend, food tour gift vouchers are available at our office. All our tours are on foot, so wear comfortable shoes. The meeting point for the London Bridge tour is the Cannon Street tube station, just outside the main exit. And it will continue along...
Part 3.
Where did the idea to change your job come from?
The idea first came about a year ago, when my husband and I went out for a lunch break. London has got a lot of fast food places. Indian, Chinese, Italian, and of course fish and chips. We both like French food, but it's difficult to find a place offering a quick French lunch. On holiday in France, we really loved the street food culture, with grilled baguettes and toasted cheese sandwiches, but there's nothing like that here. My husband joked that a fast French food business would probably make a lot of money in Britain. So I said to him, well, let's try it.
Wasn't it a big risk to give up your secure job?
Our jobs paid well, and we'd built up a bit of capital. But for me, the work itself was no longer so exciting. We looked at the financial side of a food business and decided it was realistic. The only problem was finding a suitable location. So I came up with the mobile solution.
And what is this mobile solution?
Well, I've got a large van, more like a lorry really, and it has been converted into a mobile snack bar. I have a French chef to help me prepare the food for the first 3 months.
Is your husband convinced that it'll really work?
Oh, yes, he is. He's an experienced business startup expert, and he's done the calculations. But we decided that one of us should keep a steady job while the other one runs the snack van.
And how are you going to use your van?
The plan is to load up the van and drive to one of the parking areas in the city so I can sell French food and snacks on the street at lunchtime.
Do you need a special permit?
Yes, you need a health certificate to operate a snack van. And you have to pay a monthly site fee to the City of London to park your mobile snack bar in a specific place. Good sites in the city tend to have higher fees.
Well, let's hope city employees will like your French snacks. I wish you every success with your new venture.
Thank you very much. Our mobile bistro will be in Threadneedle Street next Monday, so come along and try it for yourself.